Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Yuma, Perik Hey, Mishnah Hey. The last thing we learned in Mishnah Dalet was that the Kayan mixed together the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoyer. Now the Mishnah tells us what he did with it. V'yotze el mezbeach asher lifnei Hashem. You have to understand that till now he was standing further in, past the Mizbeach, near the Pereiches. Now he leaves that area, and he goes to the Mizbeach, not the outside Mizbeach, he's still inside the Heichel. V'yotze, he leaves the area of the Pereiches, el ha-Mizbeach asher lifnei Hashem. That's the Lashon of the Pasuk, and the reference is Zeh Mizbeach HaZahav. There were two Mizbeachs. There was the Mizbeach HaChitzon, which was outside, and the Mizbeach HaZahav, which was in the Heichel. Now we're going to have two shitas. Both shitas hold that he puts the dam on all four corners of the Mizbeach. The Tanakhama holds that he physically walks around the Mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer holds that he stands in one place and he reaches out to the different corners. The Mizbeach was not that big. The entire inside Mizbeach was only an amma by an amma, a square amma. So it is possible to physically stand by one corner and reach the dam on all four corners. So again, the Kohen leaves the area of the Pereiches and he approaches the Mizbeach. Hischel, here's where he begins, Mechate v'yoyred. The word Mechate means to put the dam there. Why is it called Mechate? This word can mean Tahara. There's a pasuk in Tehillim. Techateini v'ezev v'tar. Kadosh Baruch Hu, take the ezev, the grass, and make me tahar. And these matanis, these applications of dam, are metahir the Mizbeach. That's how the Tesis Yom Tov explains it. The Mizbeach takes upon itself the tumah of the Bnei Yisrael. And now the Kohen is being metahir the Mizbeach. So once again, he approaches the Mizbeach HaZahav, he has the dam, and his holy begins mechate v'yored, to be metahir on the way down. What does it mean on the way down? He dips his finger in the blood, and he smears the blood in a downward streak. And he does it the same way at all four corners. The reason he goes up-down as opposed from down to up is because if he would go from down to up, the blood would pour down into his sleeve. If you're applying down to something that's very close to you, and remember, this first Tana holds that he walked to each corner to put the down there, and there's blood dripping from your finger, and you lift your finger is going up, then the down pours down into your sleeve. That's why he worked his way down. From which corner does he begin? From the northeast corner. Now remember, if I'm entering the Heichel, I'm coming in from the east side. So where is the northeast corner? Imagine entering the Heichel and facing the Mizbeach would be the first corner to your right. From there you would proceed to Tzfainas Maravis, to the northwest corner. Then you would turn left to Maravis Deraimis, the southwest corner. From there he would come back toward the opening of the Heichel, toward the east, to do the fourth and remaining corner, Deraimis Mizrachis, the southeast corner. Is there any time by the outside Mizbeach that the Kohen also puts the dam on all four corners? And the answer is yes, by the Karban Chatas. But the Mishnah explains, Mokom Shehu Maschol B'Chatas on Mizbeach HaChitzayin, the corner that he starts with, when he puts down the dam of the Chatas on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, Misham HaYagaymer, that's the corner that he finishes with, on Mizbeach HaPnimi, when he's doing the dam on the inside Mizbeach. So by the Karban Chatas, he starts with the southeast corner, on the outside Mizbeach. By this dam, on Yom Kippur, on the inside Mizbeach, he ends with the southeast corner. As we previously explained, the Tanakhama holds that he walks around the whole Mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer says, B'mekoymei hoya oimed u'machate. He didn't walk around the Mizbeach, he stood in one place. And he was able to reach all of the corners of the Mizbeach, as explained. The Mizbeach, the inside Mizbeach, was not that big. It was only an amma by an amma. The Al-Kulon, in regard to almost all the corners, Hayanaisin Milmata Lamaila, he went upwards. You see, what happens is, even if you have dam on your finger, but if you're reaching out to do a corner that is not near you, your sleeve is not near your beged. So even if you went Milmata Lamaila, the dam doesn't drip back. Chutz mezu, with exception, with the very corner that he's standing next to, Shaisa Lefanav, that was in front of him. Only over here, Shalel, Yenoisin, Lomal Lamata. Here he had to go, like the Tanakhama holds, you have to go by all of the corners in a downward motion. That's so that the Big Day Kahuna should not get the dam on it. So quickly, chazring over, we learned in our Mishnah, we said he leaves the area in front of the Pereches, comes to the Mizbeach Hazav inside, according to the Tanakhama, goes around to all four corners to put down the dam, and being that it's always right in front of him, he has to go milmalo lamata, in order to make sure the dam doesn't pour back into his baged. And we said he starts from the Mizrachis Tzafinis side, goes to Tzafinis Maravis, Maravis Dramis, Dramis Mizrachis is where he ends. Where he ends with the Mizbech Hazav, that's where the Kayan starts. On the outside of the Mizbech, when he puts down the dam of the Karban Chatas, which is also not spritz, but placed on the four corners. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with the Tanakhama. He says that he doesn't walk around, he stands in one place. And therefore, in regard to the three corners that are far away from him, where he reaches out, he can go Mulmata Lamaila. It's only the one in front of him that he is Mechata V'yoyreid, and that means he goes Mulmaila Lamata.